Okay, so we want to do a quick status on the DTs and then talk about Paul's little paper. Is that sound reasonable?
Yes, it does.
All right, so I'm going to take the chair's prerogative to update you on this, on the survey, as it were. Paul sent me a batch of results on Easter Sunday or Easter Saturday. Thank you very much, Paul. I just glanced at them, and without looking at the answers, what is striking is how few. There's less than 20 responses, so that in itself tells a message. So we'll wait a little bit, Paul, and I'll sort through the answers, but I think my gut reaction on that is there's not much of a mandate with only 20 answers to do much of anything. But let me consult with my fellow DT members, you know, before taking a firm position. So, mm-hmm. Paul, where are you on the service level expectations, DT?
So I can speak about A, which is service level expectations. As you know, in Istanbul, we presented the work of the group. The Istanbul lot seemed to quite like what we had done. VeriSign liked what we had done. IANA staff have now reviewed the work of Istanbul, and I have a call tomorrow with them, with IANA staff, at 3 o'clock. I don't know if that's English time. I think it's probably English time because it's in my diary. English time, 3 o'clock tomorrow. I haven't been made aware of any substantial issues, but they do raise a valid concern over the percentages. We used the facts based on IANA interactions. Our knowledge of reassignment of TLDs is not that great, because we don't know all the preamble that happens before. And so expecting something to be done within, I think in the SLE it said 99.9% of the time, they're saying that is not possible. They're preferring sort of 98.7. So there is agreement in principle with the direction of travel. It may be the maths needs to adjust. I do have emails in from some of the members of the group. To be honest, I haven't looked at them yet, but I will look at them tomorrow before tomorrow's call. So the SLE aspect is progressing in a cooperative spirit, I'll know more after tomorrow's call.
Paul, what time you said is the call? 1500 your time?
Yeah, I think so.
That's 1400 UTC. Yeah, okay.
Because there's another one. So I also ought to declare to the group, so I am traveling for my real job from the 8th, Wednesday the 8th. So my availability will be very intermittent for the next 10 days. So apologies in advance. I get back to England on the 18th. I hope to be able to participate in some where the timings and everything align, where I don't have meetings already planned. But I to be honest, my U.S. office run my diary when I'm there, so I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. So after the 8th, it's that. The other group I'm a member of, I've recently joined, is M, which is the escalation group. That is led by Chuck. I was tasked with reaching out to registries that are not members of the CCNSO, CCTLD members that are not members of the CCTLD committee. I sent out an email to the normal trouble suspects with respect to how they wanted the escalation to go. Specifically, the question was related to ombudsman service. I've only had one response back from 18 emails sent, and that is the GTLDs are under contract with ICANN, and as we learnt in Istanbul, the ICANN board have no role in any escalation process with respect to GTLDs. It's all defined within the contracts. It was proposed for CCTLDs, both those within the CCNSO and those outside the CCNSO. The ombudsman was an option. The only response I've had back from CCTLDs or CCTLD manager is they would prefer not to use the ombudsman. They would prefer to have recourse to a court of law if IANA, ICANN, interferes with either the registry's operation or the way in which a registry is operated or impacts its users. But as I say, it's only one response yet. But I will feed that in to Chuck when I'm next on their call, which I think is again tomorrow. So tomorrow, my work day, I'm afraid to say I'm not going to be able to get much of my real job done, but there's the small update. The escalation group is going well, and it's a very pragmatic approach. The timings have not been discussed yet, how long at each stage, but I believe that is something that will be worked on later. So each stage is given a defined amount of time for resolution, and if it's not resolved, then it moves on to the next level.
But DTM is tomorrow at 1400 UTC as well.
Okay. And I'll just say for my part...
Sorry. Yeah, it's Paul, noon UTC. Noon UTC.
Oh, noon.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, Alan, again, I'll just say I'm also sitting on DTL, which is looking at the actual process of transition, not the decision process to transition, and they have not made much progress since Istanbul. Graham Button is reaching out to Verisign and GoDaddy to see if they have any best practices in knowledge management and transition, but he hasn't got anything yet. So, and our chair, James Gannon, is writing another draft, but he hasn't provided it yet. Okay?
Okay, but I think James Gannon has to... he has to take a break from the group because of personal reasons. So we need to, I think Matthew Shears will replace him. So I think that will cause a little delay in that group.
Okay. News to me. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes.
So
I don't, I prefer this is not put to... To any notes for this time being?
That's fine. Point taken. Is there any other reports from DTs?
Other DTs? I don't have any other except from what's on the list, but I haven't had the time to go through those. But actually, this is not a DT, but I don't know if you've seen, I sent out the legal advice to the list today.
Yes, I saw that you sent it out. I haven't read it yet, so so unless someone has and has some burning issues they want to discuss now.
Give us the impression, because I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we haven't discussed it with the legal, we haven't discussed it with Sidley Austin yet, so I'm not sure that we will make any, that there is a point in discussing it now, unless, to me, I've read it carefully, but I'm not sure, I think it's good advice, but there still needs to be some things to... will be discussed further and highlighted, and I think that the border or the overlapping with the CCWG needs to be defined. So
Okay, well, I would suggest we defer that until we've actually read it, and as
yes.
you say, and after there's been a discussion with the legal committee. So, why don't we just have a brief review of what I'll call short-form Paul's paper, because I like the alliteration. Paul, do you want to introduce this?
Well, I'll be very brief. So the goal of the paper is really, and it's been highlighted by Alan's earlier comments, many of our CC colleagues are not tuned in to what is going on, why it is significant or potentially significant for them. And so I sought to draft a short, and I failed on the short, cheat sheet, explaining very quickly, almost in summary form, what the group, the CWG, has been doing, why it is ending up or likely to end up with a specific proposal. And it is very focused or tried to capture the CWG principles, namely maintaining the separability, having documentation that clearly outlines ICANN's duties and obligations as the IANA functions operator, maintains separation between ICANN's performance of IANA functions and ICANN's policy coordination role. But on that specific issue, and it sort of lends into the previous one, I would welcome the lawyers being instructed to give proper formal advice as to how this affiliate company, which effectively holds the stewardship role, could be comprised. I tried to do it in Istanbul, and it was deemed to be somewhat premature because they were still exploring their previous mandate. But my experience of working with lawyers is that you outline specifically the objectives, and I think the CWG principles do that, and I hope the paper does help in some way. And also the constraints. I'm not familiar with Californian law, but I would welcome specialists in the area, and Sydney seem to have indicated they are knowledgeable in the area, defining how the affiliated company within ICANN could be constructed to ensure a robust model going forward, irrespective of who operates the IANA function. I mean, it could be ICANN turns around in 5-10 years' time and says, I no longer wish to run the IANA function. So we have to have a mechanism of which the affiliated company can deliver of actually facilitating that. The other thing it highlights, obviously, is our point four of our principles, creating effective independent review and redress mechanisms. And as I mentioned earlier, that is sort of ongoing with both with the SLE group and also with the escalations group. And above all, is really to ensure that interactions between the ICANN and the IANA operator, one, transition efficiently, but also going forward, are predictable, sustainable, and above all, exceptionally reliable. So that's what the paper tried to capture. It could do with an executive summary, only because it turned out to be 5 pages of stuff rather than one or two. But I think that the CWG principles do try and succinctly say why we're doing what we're doing. But I would like to come back to the specific request that our lawyers, Sidleys, give specific advice relating either to the paper or to the objectives contained within the paper so that we can start to really wrap this up. My experience of working with ICANN in the past is go down a certain route, and then all of a sudden everyone thinks they're going down a path, and then all of a sudden they change direction, and you end up with a different sort of animal. And that wants to be avoided in this instance. So I do think it would be helpful if Sidleys would outline how, in the real world, the construct could be. And unfortunately, as I've mentioned, I'm away. I'm not going to be able to participate proactively. So it's over to you, Lisa, and also to you, Alan, and Stefan, I hope, to make sure that things are developed as we envisage they should.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Lisa?
Thank you, Alan. I think it's a very good cheat sheet, and I like the way it's thought and explained everything. I have one comment to the while we're describing why we turned away from the external model, and it doesn't really mention anything about the public comment period we had in December, and I don't know if that's on purpose or not, because it's more that it's advice from the lawyers that, you know, we shouldn't have a new standalone company. But to me, there are two reasons why we changed away from an external model. One was the, of course, a legal advice. Another one was that the public comments were divided very much, that half of the group was against it. So, and I don't know if we should put that in or just say, well, it's
okay,
not of importance.
I will happily, or you can, by all means, put it in. I don't have to take ownership of this anymore. What I want to do was try and have a mechanism for the CC community globally to understand why it's important and why they should be paying attention. But it's a good idea. I completely forgot that. That's an omission on my part, and I apologize.
No, I was just wondering. But and the other point you're having regarding the affiliate, in my understanding, why we're not putting more pressure on Sidley Austin in sorting this part out yet is because we're trying to investigate two internal models. One that we're having the legal separation, and the other one where it's more only the functional separation. And I think it's important that the group decides on which one do we want to go with before we get into too deep of how to do the affiliation. Because we might end up wasting a lot of time if we go into too much details about the technical issues or the legal technical issues regarding an affiliate if we're only going with the functional separation model. So while I agree that it needs to be sorted out, my understanding is that it's premature to ask for this at this moment. But I don't know, what you both think of that? So I'm open to any...
Actually, I have a comment which kind of relates to this point, but Bart has had his hand up. Bart?
Yeah, just one question, Paul. With whom did you share the document?
So we had a call just after our last meeting, and it's only gone to the four CWG reps. So Lisa, Stefan, Alan, and I wrote it Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Well,
So I'm happy to share it with you, Bart, but at the moment what we're trying to do is I just thought it was sensible to get something in writing.
Yeah, no, it's So I don't mind to keep it in this group, but if you want to share it with me, maybe I can do some updating as well, say, with regard to this stuff. As you are away, if other people have some issues, I can, say, maintain it. But that's just to support you as a small group. It's nothing to do with the CWG work. This is to do with you being the CCNSO appointed members.
Well, thank you.
It's up to you.
Yeah. Thank you for the offer, Bart. That's good.
So, Alan here. I'll just, like you, I think, the idea of the affiliate company, I think, needs a lot that needs to be elaborated more in terms of anyone who has not been inside this secret circle might not understand it enough, and that So I certainly agree with you that we need much more detail on that, and which really, for me, brings up the question of timing. So, Paul, I would have thought that we would have had much more, I don't know what you call it, stability in where the overall CWG is going before we would go out to the community and say, this is, you know, you can actually see the end coming and this is what it's starting to shape up with, because I'm not sure that we're at that point, but I'd like your view on that.
So this is me being a cynic. The functional separation that has been referenced does not address the stewardship part. And what the paper has sought to do, along the lines that Stefan highlighted, was to identify who was the party responsible for policy, brackets ICANN, who is the party responsible for IANA operations today, that is a division with ICANN called the IANA, and who is responsible for the stewardship role that NTIA currently performs, and that inherently cannot be ICANN. But we've all been through this five times, and we've ended up saying we don't want to create any mechanism that would be destabilizing at this juncture. And the concept of an affiliated company, and that sort of in corporate law within the UK, an affiliated company is different from a subsidiary company. And I don't know if the US law has similar distinctions. But an affiliated company does seem to ensure the stewardship function can be sustained irrespective of ICANN's health. If a party sues ICANN and ICANN ceases to technically exist, the affiliated company can still ensure the IANA service operates, although the policy arm, namely ICANN, has gone. So the affiliated company does, in my mind, need to be explored because it works, and it has the potential to work. Emphasizing and focusing on the functional separation, that doesn't address much. Yes, you could have a separate company called IANA within ICANN to do technical functions, but if IANA fails to deliver to the performance levels, or ICANN corporate say they no longer wish to run the IANA, you don't have an independent mechanism within the ICANN structure to actually reassign the IANA contract. So we've come back once again to the affiliate model. I do not understand US law, Californian law, and so that's why I think it would be sensible to have clearer understandings of how the affiliate company would be constituted within the ICANN community to serve the registry elements of the ICANN community without going down the functional separation. I think the functional separation route is a red herring. I understand why ICANN would want to distract us in that direction, but that is not where it's at in my mind. So yes, you're right, Alan. More emphasis should be placed on the affiliate body, but because our information related to how that is constituted is somewhat limited, it was in there as a placeholder as much as anything.
Right. So actually, I agree with you, Paul. So I guess this goes to the point of I don't think we can finalize the paper until there's more clarity around this point, because I didn't see the paper as a rhetorical device to spur comment from the broader CC community, because, frankly, the issues are very kind of complex. But I saw it more as an informational tool. This is where we're going on. So I want to be clear that we see that as that. And in that case, I think we better, I'm repeating myself, which means I better stop. I think we need more clarity, and therefore, and we're not going to get clarity until some of these issues are discussed and at least a common view emerges.
So the problem I have is, and I don't know what the date is, but this month sometime, from memory, we are going to be inviting the community to comment on the model that they prefer. And the CC community, in my mind, there is only one model, and that is the affiliate model being the steward. And unless we inform the CC community, they will either not participate because they don't understand this and they don't want to cut across us, or we're going to end up with a model by default that doesn't serve our needs. And so you're right, we need to put more meat in it, but I was also thinking if we can get this out sooner rather than later, although it's not complete, and I agree. I mean, we do need to have an executive summary, admittedly, but the CC community will be looking to us for guidance, and what the paper was seeking to do was to offer guidance as to what we consider as a group, and I think captures certainly what we were discussing on our telephone conference last week. It seeks to capture that. I haven't shown it to Eric and Vika yet, mainly because, as you know, I only wrote it over the weekend. So I'm happy to do that early this week. But my emphasis was really to try and get something, get the CC community to engage and submit comments as part of the comment period. Otherwise, I'm worried the CCs will be led in the wrong direction.
Lisa?
I think actually what we should do is to tell about the two versions or variations of the internal model. And then we can, as a group, find one of the models that we find take best care of our needs and emphasize this in the end. But I think given that we haven't decided as a CWG on which variant that we're going with, we need to give that, we need to pass that on to the community. So by giving this picture, we might give a wrong impression if we go in another way. So for me, I think it's fine to say we have those two variants. We like this one best because we think that takes best care of our needs, and then send it out to the community. And I agree with you, Paul, the sooner the better. But I think by not describing that there is not a consensus on this yet, we will mislead people. So for me, it's important that we kind of show both. And I know you've done a great deal on this paper, and I think it's very good. I really like the structure. And I heard Bart saying that they could help us do some work on it. So maybe we could pass it on to Bart and Christina and have those guys try and mingle the last part in, because that's only the last page.
Yeah, that's right. I would glad. I mean, today is Sunday. Well, it's not Sunday. It's Monday, isn't it, today?
Monday, yeah.
I can put a further hour into it. And then, yes, I would welcome Bart's review, provided you don't change it, Bart. Change the topic.
I will not change it.
Well, look.
You know. I'll do it in redline version.
Good idea. I will gladly do that.
And Paul,
would
if
it be possible, Bart, if I send it to you today,
yeah,
would it be possible for you to give your comments tomorrow? Because then I'll see it before I leave on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, so tomorrow is no problem at all. I'm back on.
I'll look at it now, and then I'll send it to you late tonight.
And I'll have a look at it tomorrow morning. No problem.
Good
And then what I'll do is I'll do a one-page or less executive summary, which would go on the talk, okay? But I'll wait until Paul and Bart have done their machinations, okay? Is that reasonable?
Perfect.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, if that's the paper, is there any other business?
I have a question regarding the procedure of this paper, because if we want to include all the members of the CWG, which I would prefer, then we need to have it out for their comments as soon as possible. And I don't know if we want to do that right now to send it to Vika and Eric, or we should send it to them after you guys have done your revision of the document.
Paul?
Are you working today, Alan? Are you working?
Allegedly not.
Right.
I'm sitting at my kitchen table right now, and I have my wife
perfect.
Waving at me.
Yeah, that's fine. So let's assume we won't take long to bounce this around. And you're right, we should make sure that the other two CWG members have seen it, have had a chance to comment. You mentioned, Lisa, you wanted to share it with, you mean the CCTLD CWG members or the CWG members in general?
No, CCTLD, because this is our,
Once I've got Bart's comments, I'll send a copy to Alan and to Vika, and to Eric, and as Alan's writing the executive summary, just advising them this is ongoing.
Yeah, but I think since you shared it with Staffan and me too, so put a CC on whatever you sent. That would be nice. Thank you.
Yeah, will do.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And no, yeah.
Anything else? Should we talk about the next call?
Yes, we have the ISTAC call on 8th of April, and the update call with the CCNSO Council.
Okay.
So
you have your usual call on Monday afternoon if you want to proceed.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's slotted for next week, so that's a go unless it's canceled. All right.
No. Next Monday is going to be a high intense work day, so we're not going to be able to have a call there.
Okay.
Because the 13th and 14th.
13th and 14th is CWG.
Yes. Going to have high intense.
That isn't in my calendar, so you might want to talk to Grace. I mean,
yes.
I'm not saying you haven't talked about it, but it's just not in my calendar.
I know, and actually, I've seen Brenda send out this calendar of all the meetings, but they haven't sent out the meeting invites.
Yeah.
So I know, and we're going to have a prep call in 20 minutes regarding the call tomorrow, so I'll discuss it with those guys.
Okay.
Then. And
unfortunately,
yeah,
I will not be able to join on Wednesday for the two calls you mentioned. I send my apologies. And to be honest, the 13th and 14th, I'm booking already for June. We can't just drop this in. I would love to be participating in this to make sure that, our community is well regarded. But,
actually, we told you all, you guys in Istanbul.
No, I know you. I know there was a heads up given. I'm just all right. It is what it is. So
it is what it is. So we, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I think we can't have the Monday call. But
all right,
and I don't know if we need to have a call planning for the public comment So maybe we want to have a call on Wednesday. It's just to have a prep call before we talk to the council regarding the proposal that's going to be sent out.
So
sure.
I'm sort of off air for a bit. In terms of trying to get the CC engaged, because that's my big concern. A lot of CCs are not familiar, not
yes.
sure what's going on. Are we going to run webinars and you know, are we going to translate this paper into different languages just to say, really wake up, this is important?
I think we should have webinars. There will be webinars from the CWG, but we might want to have our own webinars for CC.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good. I think Eric can run one in Spanish, the Spanish speakers, like we did last time for the survey.
Yeah.
This is probably far more important than the survey in that sense. And I think if, say, going back to the Singapore meeting and the discussions around the different sessions is what I think your cheat sheet, Paul, and of the group, that's really critical in informing the community where they are and leading up for their understanding and building on something like the cheat sheet, because people will not read the full public, say, the full document. They need to be informed what are the critical issues and if it ever comes to a fulsome discussion, what should they focus on? You can't focus on everything, and especially the people who you really want to involve, which are effectively the managers themselves.
Yeah.
So Bart,
could
I ask you to, for us, just to give us a schedule which would have when Paul's paper should be completed, circulated, when the CWG discussion document is being released, and when the should have its webinars. In other words, this is a good discussion. We have to start sequencing of all these things.
And I think leading up to, say, I will have a look at it either tomorrow or Wednesday morning, my time. So you have it in front of you before the ISTAT call, because in combination with what the CCWG is doing, this is going to be critical, not just for you as CWG members, but also for the CCWG, in order to have a frame to move forward.
Yeah, it's almost like a CC engagement strategy.
Yeah.
It is.
That would be very useful.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's probably the meat of the discussion anyway, say, for Wednesday evening, because that's how it should be, in my view, CCTLD focused and how to engage the broader community.
Okay.
In the two processes.
Okay.
Just on the communication strategy, you have that firm, I don't know what they're called, who spend ages doing pictures and doing...
Well, Explain, yeah.
Are they available to us?
I will check.
Thank you.
In principle, my guess is, in principle, they are available to the full CWG. Whether they are available to this small group is something else. That's a different question. But at least my understanding is that they will be available for, say, the full CWG to explain the proposal as it will come out.
Yes, so you haven't seen the paper, and I apologize for that part. So what the paper sought to do, or seeks to do, is outline some history as to why, you know, what it's all about, the various avenues we went down, and I've missed out, and I'm going to include the public comments, the public comment period. I'm going to include the functional separation element. But what it's trying to do is capture where we are and how we are, how we got to where we are now. And so I'm hoping that the readership might be a little larger than CCTLDs. My emphasis, my target audience is CCTLDs.
Yeah.
For our colleagues in other groups to understand where the CCs are coming from. And if we can make the paper sexy, it might catch on.
It's probably something. Let me check what can be done.
Okay. Well, and see, I would assume that there will be materials from them that would in either complement or even be part of the public proposal. So my preference would be to focus on getting Paul's paper done. I think it'll be a challenge even within our smaller group. So, but certainly if there's other stuff available in time, let's use it. But I wouldn't wait for it. I take the point if we have to get out there.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
So I actually like the idea of having it translated. So if possible, it would be nice. But it needs to go out in the English version as soon as possible.
Yeah, and say the whole translation issue depends a bit on say currently what we've seen is, for example, Bing is a very as a translation tool is very good. You don't have the full text, but it is translatable and it supports understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So waiting for full translations although very nice, there are other means to get a translated version in order to increase your understanding. It's not foolproof, I fully understand and agree, but at the same time, if speed is of the essence and to reduce cost, etc., these translation tools are pretty good.
Paul says he can organize translation in some languages.
I note that in the survey that my DT did, this translation is notwithstanding, we have one Spanish response and I think three French and none in the other, and English, of course, but none in the other languages. So maybe we could prioritize at least Spanish and French and you know, do those well. In other words, we can't do everything.
Okay.
Where are we?
10 minutes.
All right. Well, we still didn't resolve the call next week. How do we want to leave that? Bart, do you want to look at the schedule and suggest a time?
I think, as Lisa suggested, say, assuming there will be a full call, we need all the time in the world to have these intense meeting calls.
Right. So what I'm saying, it's not Monday, Tuesday, and I can't recall what's later in the week, so I was just going to leave it with you, not in the moment now, but to look at that week and giving the, you know, CCNS accounts and whatnot to see if there's a, is there a window where we could have a call if we need one. Is that fair?
Okay. Oh, if that's the question, yeah, we can look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm traveling on Wednesday night, and Wednesday is pretty tight for me, but Thursday might be an option. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Good chat today. I look forward to getting the paper from Bart and Paul, and I'll see what I can do on a summary tomorrow. And Bart, I really think we need that engagement strategy, so we should get that out, and so we can at least look like we know what we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
Any other business?
Thank you. No, just want to thank Paul for doing a good job with the paper.
Yes, thank you, Paul. And I wish everyone a very holy Easter Monday. Good day, all.
And the public, yeah, sorry. Paul, the public comment period was in December last year.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you, and have a nice Easter Monday, or what it's called.
Bye-bye.
Bye.